Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
You walk in tired and hungry, one bad dinner away from losing it. You don't like to cook. You don't want more takeout. You just want something good. That's why there's Dish by Blue Apron. Pre-made meals with at least 20 grams of protein and no artificial flavors or colors, from fridge to fork in 5 minutes or less. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. Just something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
BJ and Jamie.
Alice 105.9, the BJ and Jamie Morning Show. All right, let me get to my story real quick here, okay?
Yeah.
It just sets the mood, okay?
The remember, mood sets the mood. Okay, nice.
Sets the mood.
Yeah.
All right, so about a week ago, maybe 2 weeks ago, I brought up that I'm in the market for a quarter cow.
Yeah.
Remember
that? He needs meat.
Yeah. I said, hey, I'd love to get a quarter cow. Throw it in the freezer for the winter, you know?
Yeah, because, you know, they're a big family of three, and they need to stock up and, you know, freeze that stuff.
Yes, we do. Yeah. Yes, we do. So I like to plan ahead in case of the apocalypse happens. So I decided I'd get a quarter cow. Never done this before, right?
Right.
So we got a lot of texts, if you remember that morning, right? Because there's a lot of farms around here.
Well, it's Colorado. Yeah.
And then there was one that stood out. It was JBJ. Get it? J, Jamie, BJ.
Oh,
JBJ.
Yeah. It really connected with you.
JBJ cattle.
Yeah.
Okay. So I reached out to him yesterday. And I bought a quarter cow.
You did?
I purchased.
You made the purchase?
Yes. Yeah.
Would you even have a freezer big enough? Do you know how big a quarter cow is?
Well, let me explain. Yeah, it's big. It's a lot of meat. It's over 100 pounds of meat, right? Yeah. Mm-hmm. I've got time because the next phase of a cow is in January.
Wait, we're doing phases of cows?
Well, there's certain periods where they actually go to where they go to make sure they're packaged and stuff, you know.
Wait, what?
All right, so that's what I'm getting.
Why are you talking weird?
The next processing, they call it, okay? The next processing over at JBJ cattle is in January. So
you mean when they kill them?
I make my order now, and then I pick up in January.
Okay, yeah.
Got to fatten them up a little, I guess. You know, get that meat all nice and tender.
Yeah,
for me.
Yeah. Okay.
So last night, I revealed to my son, Frog.
And how old is he?
Seven.
7 years
seven,
old.
Bought a quarter cow. And I didn't go into detail like I am right now, okay?
Yeah.
But he looked at me, and he said, "So, Dad, that quarter cow is alive right now?"
Oh, this is tough. Oh no.
What do you say?
Well,
what do you say to a 7-year-old?
You say no, he's not. He already went to heaven.
No, son, he was hit by a truck yesterday. We're getting that one.
He's
no,
in heaven.
I don't know what to say.
And Jesus wants us to eat him.
Yes.
Because doesn't he go to Catholic school?
Yes.
Yeah, so he went to heaven, but then his soul went to heaven, and then his body, Jesus wants us to eat him.
Jamie, I froze like that I-25. I froze last night when he said that. I'm like, where do we go from here?
Yeah.
Where do we go
from here?
So
where did you go from here?
I didn't. I changed the subject.
No, you can't leave a kid with "so he's alive now." What did you say?
I said, well, he's at a farm right now. He's at a farm right now, and they're in the process of
processing,
getting it for us. I don't know what to say. I changed the subject.
Yeah.
I didn't know what to do. I was caught off guard. I didn't even put that into the equation of a seven-year-old asking, Dad, so as of right now, he's alive.
So I think what we needed to do is a story about the circle of life. That's what I would have gone with.
On the farm?
On the farm. On circle the farm. Of life and why farms exist. Yeah. And right. Nutrition and, yeah. You know, all the natural ingredients and stuff like that, maybe.
Right.
Yeah.
I don't think he realizes that, you know, when you have a taco, you know, was
well,
alive
no, he's
at one
only
time.
Seven.
You don't, yeah. Yeah, you don't really seven. Know. This one kind of broke the ice on it. You know, when I said I bought a quarter cow because I should have said that bought a bunch of steaks. And like, yeah. Hey, son, I bought
Not
some
Betsy.
Ribs. I bought a bunch of steaks. I bought over 100 pounds. And nothing would have come up if I hadn't said, I bought a quarter cow.
I bought a living animal.
Yeah.
That now we're going to kill so you can eat.
That's where I blew it. That's where
And her name is Betsy.
Yeah. And I got no problem with that. I mean, they're delicious. Okay.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
I don't have a real problem with it at all. It was just that I probably said it wrong, you know, when I said it to
him.
Oh,
yeah. Well, my dad did the same thing to me. He told me one time when I was like, where are these eggs? What are these? And my dad's like, that's a bunch of dead chickens. I didn't eat another egg for like a year.
It's not stopped me from eating eggs, but you've told me that story many times.
Yeah.
And I think the first time, maybe 4 or 5 years ago, but I do think of it every time I eat an egg.
So nasty.
I don't Let stay it, away
yeah,
from the egg,
yeah.
But I do think about what you say.
Well,
what
I think
Bob
the
said.
Worst is when you kill a deer and it looks at you with that big eye and it's out in the field, right?
Yeah.
And then they make sausage out of it and you just looked it in the eye and it's like Bambi.
Yeah.
You're like, oh my God, I can never eat deer sausage again. Like they look at you like this. No, they do blink, yeah. Like cute blinks.
Oh.
Like that as they're bleeding out.
Oh my. Jamie, Frog's listening.
Oh, sorry. Oh, he is?
Yes.
Oh, well, he'll never eat deer sausage anyway.
Never.
Yeah.
Nah, we don't have deer sausage.
No,
we're all
no.
good. All right. So, son, if you're listening right now, Daddy bought a bunch of steaks. That's what I bought, okay?
Yeah, and you'll see them named in, so they'll be in white paper, and you'll see, like, Betsy's butt, Betsy's shoulder.
Stop.
Betsy's ribs.
You're not helping. You're not.
BJ and Jamie, weekday mornings on Alice.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.